Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 41, Just Believe. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 through to verse 25. Just believe, and it will be yours. Ever heard anyone say that? Maybe a lifestyle coach telling you to be more positive about your ambitions. Maybe a healer telling you how to handle your health issues. Or maybe a preacher saying you can have your best life now. Just believe and it will be yours. Well, Jesus once spoke a phrase which sounds a lot like that, and it's in our verses, but it's easily misunderstood. So let's take a look at it. We start near the great and ancient city of Jerusalem. Jesus is with his team, staying a little way outside of the city. Yesterday, he went into town. How did that go? How did that visit leave him? Angry. Though he didn't say anything at the time. But now, as he plans on venturing back in, he's ready to show his anger in a controlled yet striking way. Anger can be good or anger can be bad. It's bad when it's driven by things like moodiness, temper, selfishness, drunkenness, or frustration. Then it's just us lashing out with words or worse to hurt others because we're hurting, we're upset, or we're out of control. Such anger is wrong. But anger can be good too, when it is a just reaction against wickedness. God is angry that way with human sin. In our verses, that's how Jesus is angry. He expresses it memorably, not just with words, but action, but with actions and symbols too. The symbol comes first. Jesus leaves his lodgings, having not had breakfast, and he strides hungry to a fig tree. This is daft, because it's not the season for figs. Yet, when the tree fails to feed him, Jesus curses it. What's going on? Is he having a petulant temper tantrum? Not at all. Jesus is setting up a scene which will later make a deep impression on his friends. And then he heads into the city and up to the temple. In its precincts are vendors who help the worshippers have all they need to take part in the temple's activities. Coins to offer and animals to sacrifice. But Jesus overturns their tables and creates such intimidating havoc that all sales stop. He then launches into a speech which stirs the crowd up as he declares that they shouldn't bother worshipping in this temple because it's corrupt and unworthy of their money. It's become, he says, quoting a dead prophet called Jeremiah, a safe house for criminals to run to. It's a stinging criticism of the priests and aristocrats who oversee the temple, and they hate him for it. In quiet back rooms, they'll now plan his murder. Well, having made his point, Jesus goes back to his digs. Then, next morning, his friends see the cursed fig tree is dead. It's a shocking miracle. But it's also a symbol of yesterday's warning. Jesus sees the temple as a fruitless place, which does no good because it fails to honour God. So God will now curse it to death. But this thought, I mean, it's devastating to loyal Jews like Jesus' friends. How could they live without their beloved temple? Through faith, replies Jesus. Don't trust the building. Trust the God who was once worshipped there. Believe he'll care for you after the temple is long gone. But he doesn't stop there. Jesus pushes his point further. In fact, he says, you should, like me, curse what is fruitless. However, he ramps up his language by moving from fig trees to mountains. I promise you, says Jesus, you can tell this mountain, and Jerusalem is built on a small mountain, you can tell this mountain to fall into the sea if that's what's needed to curb its sin. And if you believe in God, he will act on that. But, he emphasizes, but only if you do this because it's right and just. Like me with the temple, don't do it out of bad anger. Vengeance for hurts you've suffered from others. God won't listen to that. So Jesus did say, believe and it will be yours. But he wasn't talking about perfect health or getting rich. He was talking about being willing to pray for God to judge sin, even when the cost of him doing so might be heavy upon you. And a little while later, Jesus showed he believed his own words, because he suffered death by calling for God's judgment to fall upon the sins of his friends, whilst he was in the way to protect them from that death, which is what we'll see later on in Mark. But for now, what do you think? Our sense of safety, security, peace often comes from things in our lives. But Jesus calls us to build life not on the stuff in this world, which is tarnished by sin, but upon God. He calls us to believe in God, even when doing so takes us down a painful path. Could you have such faith? Jesus assures us that if we do so, we will never regret it. What do you think? Thanks for watching. The passage is now going to be read out, so stay on to listen. And then pray it through and do return for the next video.
Mark 11, verse 12 to 25. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went out to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. He then said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those who were selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for ways to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teachings. When evening came, they went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree with the roots, had withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer and believe that you will receive, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins."